From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Partly sunny and 78 at AM 1320.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine, presented by Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Riverview Hospital in Wisconsin Rapids. It's time for part two. Once again, here's Carl Hilke.
And it's time for another edition of Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry. Remember, your local investment professionals are at Buena Vista Investment Management. Their number is 715-422-0700. And with that, we welcome Pete Bry, who's brought along one of his partners, as it were.
That would be correct. How are you this morning?
I am fine, sir.
Yeah, I brought along Joel Sullivan, who's been one of the founding members of Buena Vista and the man who's in charge of our annuity side of our business.
And that's the topic for today, class. It's annuities. And welcome, Joel.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Good morning.
Okay, well, we hear of annuities and we see the ads for them on television, in print, whatever. And people going, well, what are they talking about? It sounds too easy. I'm a little concerned about this. Is it really safe? Am I going to make some money with this? So let's begin with, some of the basics about annuities.
All right. An annuity is essentially, basically, a contract between you and an insurance company. It's a product that one of its big features is you're not taxed on any of the gain in the portfolio until you start drawing it out. Your primary purpose is to really another way to set aside for retirement in lieu of IRAs, if you've maxed out your IRA or if you've maxed out your 401k and you still have some money that you'd like to set aside, it provides a vehicle to do that. Now, I think from a broad standpoint, breaks down into two particular categories. The first category is the fixed rate category. And that was how annuities first started. You gave the insurance company a certain sum of money, and they guaranteed you a certain interest rate for a period of time that your money would accrue at, and it was a fixed rate guarantee type arrangement. That guarantee might have been of the rate might have been for 1 year or 3 years or 5 years for a period of time. Then, after the period of time of the guarantee was done, they may change the rate. Okay. So they could go higher or they could go lower. And basically what it's evolved to now is that a fixed rate annuity gives you a stated rate at the time and now has a minimum rate so that you can't go to zero type of thing. So there's some downside protection. And so on a fixed rate, what you basically want is a guarantee. Every time you get your statement, it's probably worth more than the time before. It was a really attractive product when I started in the investment world in the early 1980s because of where interest rates
were. Double digits.
Double digits. And there was a piano company called Baldwin United that decided to get into the annuity business. And they were giving you a guaranteed rate of 13.25. So 13.25 tax free. And Joel will talk a little bit about the importance later on the quality of the insurance company. But, you know, that's the way the annuities were for a long time. All right. And from that, the other type, if you're going to categorize them, would be what's now known as a variable annuity. And a variable annuity is essentially there are numerous mutual fund choices that you can make with the money you put into that portfolio. And as you well know, as an investor, mutual funds, whether a bond fund or stock fund or commodity fund, depending on the realm of choices, there are no guarantees per se. All right. So they can go up, they can go down, based on the performance of the market. Determines what your valuation would be at year end. And Joel will get into a little more of the details of that. But essentially, the variable rate, as interest rates continue to come down from the 80s to where they are now, people were looking for a little more return, especially if you're a professional, young professional, 30, 40. You know, do you really want to get 2 or 3%, or do you want to go for something, you know, the S&P 500, you know, return over time has been 9 or 10%, depending on the day, and things. So fundamentally, you've got the variable rate.
Right.
And you have the fixed rate.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, what you're going to do here is take this and annuitize it, which simply means you take the amount of money that's in there, and you want a monthly payment, much like a lot of our listeners who work for Consolidated or who work for Great Northern Nakusa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they retired, they were guaranteed so much per month for the rest of their lives.
And a pension.
Correct. In lieu of that, defined contribution programs or defined benefit programs going the way of the dinosaurs, annuities have come back into as another way of giving you a monthly check in addition to maybe Social Security, but it's from your own money.
Okay. Why don't we take our one break of this segment, and then we're going to get into the details. Joel's going to walk us through all the different varieties of annuities. We're talking about annuities on Financial Insights from Buena Vista Investment Management with Pete Bry. Remember, their number is 715-422-0700. Back with more right after this.
More and more Americans are finding yard care solutions from Steel. The reliable FS45 grass trimmer is just $159.95, and the hardworking BG55 blower is just $149.95. Plus, double your limited warranty when you include a six-pack of Steel MotoMix Premixed Fuel or HP Ultra Oil with your Steel product purchase. See dealer for details. For a dealer near you, visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices MWS SRP. Available at participating dealers.
You're invited to the second annual Leroy Butler Foundation Busting Out Against Cancer Walk to be held Saturday, June 23rd. Walk starts and ends at the bar, 2nd Street, Wisconsin Rapids. Registration at 10 a.m. The walk begins at 11. And yes, Leroy Butler will be leading the way, featuring autographs after the walk. A $20 donation or pledges are welcome. Person with the most money raised gets 2 free passes to the banquet. For more details and a big thank you to these LBF sponsors: Richie Funeral Home, Karate America, Budweiser, EW Cancer Center Riverview, Walmart, The Buyer's Guide, Quality Foods IGA, Element Mobile, Quality Inn, Propportunity, Walgreens, Gainer Cranberries, The Bar, Venus Gentlemen's Club, The Ridges, Bombs Mercantile, and WFHR and WRCW Radio. One more time, the Leroy Butler Busting Out Against Cancer Walk is Saturday, June 23rd at The Bar, 2nd Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's your forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center.
We'll see partial sunshine here for this afternoon with a chance for some isolated showers or storms. South winds between 5 and 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a high into the mid-80s. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies, we'll have a slight chance for an isolated shower or storm. Southeast winds of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and we'll see a low near 66 degrees. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Partly sunny and 78 at AM 1320. Welcome back to Financial Insights from Buena Vista and Investment Management. Remember their number, 715-422-0700. Pete Bry's in the studio, and he's brought along their annuity expert, Joel Sullivan. And we were just talking about fixed versus variable. Okay, Joel, walk us through advantages and disadvantages of both.
Okay, so annuities are, just like anything else, there are pluses and minuses. And, given the right situation and in the right place, annuities can work out very well. Some of the pluses Pete talked about a little bit, but in a fixed annuity or even if you set up a variable in the right way, it can be very good for people with a low risk tolerance, really people that are looking for safety. And that's one of the advantages. The tax deferral that Pete mentioned would be another advantage. The other thing that you get with a variable annuity, and again, the fixed and the variable, we kind of go back and forth on these, but with the variable annuity, you also get a death benefit. So let's say, for instance, you invested $100,000 in a variable annuity and you were in various funds or sub-accounts that were exposed to the market, so they go up and down. And you put in that $100,000 and 6 years later it's worth $85,000. Maybe you went through a bad market or you mm-hmm. picked bad investments. Then you pass away. Your heirs would still get, or your beneficiaries would still get that $100,000. So that is one of the features of a variable annuity, is that guaranteed death benefit. Now, we'll talk about cost. That doesn't come without a cost, but it still gives peace of mind to people if they have, whether it's their spouse or their children, they want to leave money to. So that's another one of the pluses. The tax deferral we mentioned, and just the safety of the fix. Maybe you have other variable investments and you want part of your portfolio to be fixed. So those are on the plus side. Now, again, you have to look at both sides of this. Fees would probably be the first thing that people will bring up as a negative regarding annuities.
Okay. And typically, what are we talking about with fees?
Well, with a rather relatively straightforward variable annuity, you're probably talking in that 2% range, 2% higher than if you were in a mutual fund, let's say. So that's going to be a drag on your investment. Now, part of what you're paying for is that death benefit I mentioned. But right. Still, if that's not important to you, here you're paying a fee, maybe you'd rather not pay that fee. And it's also, these fees aren't, you really have to dig through the prospectus to realize what your fees are. It's not like it shows up right on the application. It might be page 23 of a 40-page prospectus.
Which is why I need someone like you to walk through that for me.
Yes, most people are not going to go to page 23 and find that. So, and that would be around 2% is again, would be relatively straightforward. Now, if you try to put other features, and we can talk about that maybe if we have time, about the guaranteed income and those types of things, those have additional fees, could be as much as 4%.
Okay.
When you're all said and done. And obviously, you have to decide, is the peace of mind worth that 4%? Drag on your investment performance.
What's the biggest mistake you think people make when dealing with annuities?
Well, I would say the next negative, and that's surrender charge, is in lack of liquidity. And I think that's where people would make a mistake, is they get into a contract. I've seen them as high as 12% surrender charges. I've seen surrender charges go for 10 or 12 years. So, again, they can be okay in the right situation, but if you have, let's say, $150,000, and I've seen where people have, somebody has sold them, let's say sold them an annuity, and they have $100,000 or $150,000, basically all their money tied up in this annuity, and they can't get at it.
Okay. And so I get what I'm hearing from both of you is annuities have a role to play in your overall investment and savings strategy, but don't put all your eggs in one basket, as it were?
That would probably be, one of the top things you want to look at. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you mentioned surrender charges, lack of liquidity. There's something about Wisconsin. Pete, you and I, in our pre-show meeting, were talking about that. Wisconsin does insure annuities up to a certain level.
Yes. A couple of things about that. So Wisconsin actually insures annuities up to $300,000.
Okay.
Now, what you want to do is, this is going to be true for probably 90% of the companies that you would run into in the state of Wisconsin, but they do have to be licensed in the state. So you can go to the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, oci.wi.gov, so oci.wi.gov, and you can find out if that company is licensed in Wisconsin. You can check on the agent if you want to. You can also get a lot of questions and tips on how to evaluate annuities, so that's a good place to go. But that is an important feature.
Okay, let's break it out. You said there's other options within these options. And so, say I got a variable, and I'm seeing things like indexed, immediate, so I'm seeing various terms and looking at my material that you folks were kind enough to provide for me. What does this all mean for the investor?
Right. Well, you have to, look at what are you trying to accomplish with this annuity? And if in the right situation, in the right amounts, right person, if you're looking to provide guaranteed income, lifetime guaranteed income,
okay.
Annuities, again, in the right amount, can be a very good product for that purpose. Some of these, and this is somewhat new in the last 5 years, maybe 10 years or less, that these variable annuities, as you go into these, they will actually give you exposure to the stock market, stock and bond market, but the day that you go into this will guarantee and say, and this isn't a variable annuity, will say, okay, if you comply with the contract, no withdrawals or whatever, you will get 5% of the amount that you put in as a lifetime income. So let's say you put money in this variable annuity, and 10 years later you decide to start taking money out. The day you put money in, you'll know 10 years later what that amount is that you can take out, and you'll get that for the rest of your life. So that guaranteed feature is very attractive to people. Now, an immediate annuity is a similar situation, only starts, as the name implies, immediately. So you can go up, you could talk to an insurance company and say, you know, I want to set up an immediate annuity. Again, if we use a number of 100,000. Typically, again, there's issues associated with this, or there's features that you have to be aware of, but you have 100,000, you could receive close to almost a 7% payout. So 100,000, you would receive $7,000 a year again for the rest of your life.
Okay. I can see where someone would find that pretty attractive.
And it may be for some of their money.
Yeah.
Less than 50% would be a typical rule of thumb.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. When you come up to figuring out how much of your overall investment portfolio to make an annuity of, you said less than 50% is a good rule of thumb.
That's a good rule of thumb. And in most cases, and again, there's many, many variations on annuities, but in most cases, once you start that payout, you can't touch your money anymore. Okay, so if you have that 100,000 and you say, okay, I'm going to receive, you know, 5,000 a year for life or 7,000 a year for life, no longer can you touch that 100,000. So you have no access to that money anymore.
You know, one of the tricky things about annuities, and there's some ways around it, and one of the primary reasons you don't put 90% of your money in these is that, as we all know, you can retire now at 60 and you still got 50% more life. I mean, it's not uncommon to live to 90. Well, we've all in our brief time here on Earth have realized that when you and I were in high school, we could get 3 gallons of gas for a dollar.
Yeah.
Now we can get 1/3 of a gallon of gas
right.
And that. So the point is, you know, if you annuitize it, and right now, boy, that seems like a lot of money. I'm getting 5,000, 10,000, whatever the number is. And you live 30 years longer, that number won't necessarily be as adequate to cover your overall budget. And so if you had the majority of your assets in there, where's the extra money coming from? You really, once you annuitize, it's in place. And so by putting a smaller portion, it gives you basically a guaranteed revenue stream that you can add to your Social Security. But, you know, the way things are now, not having some of your portfolio in assets that can grow, i.e. the stock market or real estate or whatever that accord, you know, inflation is killing you. It's going to kill you if you live long enough. And, you know, it's always funny because people always come in and say, well, how much money do I need to retire? Well, there's two primary thoughts there that you have to know. What's your overhead going to be?
Okay.
All right. And then tell me when you're going to die.
Okay.
And if you can get those two components, of which obviously the overhead's more tangible, but, you know, and that's what makes it complicated. So, you know, if you're too old, the annuity may not necessarily be as valuable. Although they are selling something called longevity annuities now, that at the age of 65 or when you're in that, you decide you're worried about outliving your money, you can buy an annuity and annuitize it when you're 85. Well, you know, in the meantime, what happens? And so there's a lot of ways you can get around it. You can buy annuities that have a cost of living increase.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, that all comes with a cost and things. But, you know, you really got to know this isn't a simple layup type of product. And, my personal belief is a lot of people put annuities in their IRAs, in their retirement. And so, you know, there's a case to be made because of the death benefit Joel talked about, that it might make some sense, but essentially you're putting a tax-deferred product in a tax-deferred product. And so with the expenses that are involved in all those, it obviously eats into your return and things.
Folks, if you've been listening, you now know why you should call 715-422-0700. And before you make any investment decisions, check with the pros at Buena Vista Investment Management. What's the question that that somebody should ask when before even purchasing an annuity that most people don't ask?
Well, you know, and I think kind of the theme of this program is that people don't understand a lot of the features of the annuity and really what they're getting into. I guess probably the first thing that people should look at is, how do I get my money out? Because I get stuff sent to me, emailed, mailed to me all the time about different investment products. And I was talking to Pete this morning about it. I had something emailed to me today. Annuity company, they'll give you a 7% bonus when you give them the money. So you put in, again, $100,000, and immediately they're going to give you interest plus another 7% that first year. And so that gets people's attention. That's very attractive. But the question they should be thinking is, how do I get my money out? And, you know, what kind of charges, what kind of options do I have? The other thing about that annuity that we were talking about this morning is the company also offered to pay, on that particular annuity, 9.5% commission to the selling agent. Now, in our office, we deal with no-load or non-commission annuities, but that's not a bad question. You could ask the agent, yeah, not only how do I get my money out, but how much are you going to make on this sale?
Oh, yeah, because I'm wondering if it's I'm going to make 9% or something. Well, are you trying to sell this to me because you think it's a good product for me, or just because you want to make that commission?
Yes, and a lot of annuities pay 4%. Some would be zero, but some pay the agent 4%. Well, if one pays 4% and another pays 9.5%, why do they have to pay so much commission to that agent? I mean, it's just a good question you could ask.
Okay.
And I think that if you walk into any financial advisor,
mm-hmm,
and the first thing out of their mouth is annuities, you know, I think you've got to ask, well, you know, if you go to the doctor and you don't tell him all your symptoms and all your past, it's pretty hard for him to make a diagnosis. And our business is the same way, is that, you know, the better information that you give to whoever you're dealing with on the financial advisory side, the better decision-making they can make. And so, you know, I think that if the first recommendation is an annuity, now you got to understand, well, why is that, and the expenses involved, from commissions to ongoing to surrender, need to be articulated so that you can understand what's going on. Because, you know, if you think it's like your money market or your savings account, where, all right, I'm not going to touch it in case unless I have an emergency in 3 years from now, it's going to cost you some money for taxes, because whatever you take out of there, hopefully have it appreciated. It's going to probably take some money from penalties. And a few years back, if you're not 59 and a half and you take money out of an annuity, all right, there's the 10% similar charge that you have with an IRA withdrawal if you take it out early. So when you start layering those, you know, to get for every dollar you take out, you get 50, 60 cents, that's expensive money. And so people really got to know all these facts and how it fits into their big picture and what piece of the puzzle that it does, because they are in the right particular program, pretty effective, you know, and it really is a tool that can give you that monthly income. And that right now a lot of retirement plans don't. I mean, if you don't have a monthly retirement check coming in, that means you're managing your own money. And, you know, who's helping you? Is it going in the right direction? Are you in the right investments? Do you got too much risk? You know, and so if you're not with the right person and you're 65, 70 years old, you know, you really don't have a lot of you don't want to be in a situation where you got to go and get another job.
Yeah, okay. That's why you need to talk to your local financial professionals at Buena Vista Investment Management here in Wisconsin Rapids. Their phone number is 715-422-0700, 422-0700. They're located right behind the post office, and you can find their office building right there. Other thoughts before we wrap things up that people need to know about annuities, that before they make a decision to put their money in an annuity product?
I guess, yeah, the last thoughts I'd leave people with is just to kind of follow up to what Pete was saying, that it is a good tool that it can complement maybe a variable portfolio. So you have some of your assets that are fixed, complements maybe, you know, 60, 70% of your assets that are variable. But the other thing, too, is understanding what you have invested in. One thing I failed to mention is also in the state of Wisconsin, you have what's called a 10-day free look. So sometimes when you get into an annuity, you're not really sure of all the features when you actually invest. But after what will happen after your money is received by the insurance company, they will send you a contract, which will have every detail you need to know in there. You may need somebody to help you go through those details, but they're all there. And you have 10 days to examine that. And if you have changed your mind for whatever reason, you can basically get out of that contract penalty free. So it's important to open that, look at that contract when you get it, examine it, and make that decision.
Okay.
Just in closing, this was our 6 month, which we decided to initially go with. We're pretty excited to tell our listeners that we'll be on once a month through the end of the year. And we welcome suggestions from the listening crowd that if there's particular topics that they would like to hear about and have us talk about, we'd be more than happy to accommodate them. Obviously, we sit in the office every day, and we're really in pretty interesting times as it pertains to Europe and what's going to happen with the Greek election and what's going to happen with the euro, and our congressman going to be smart enough to actually deal with our fiscal mess. And so, You know, and, you know, you look at just putting your money in the money market or fixed income investments. So I know there's a lot of
topics.
Where should we go? So we welcome suggestions. You can either call us at our business or call Carl here, and we always welcome their feedback.
Yeah, we do.